In the lunchtime edition, the Sugar Industry Staff Association calls for talks with government over the announced plans to privatize the sector, complaining they've been left in the dark. As the private sugar farmers voice support for the plan, but warn it's not a done deal and the process could take years. Yet another top university academic worried about the conditions set under government's new IMF deal, a Christchurch man undergoing medical and psychiatric tests after being rescued from what onlookers feared might have been a suicide attempt. And child rights activist Dr. Marsha Hines talks about the areas in which she feels the GIS probe report falls short. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
Lunchtime edition of The Latest, coming to you on Voice of Barbados, with the compliments of CIBC, First Caribbean International Bank.
You're always on the go, we know life can be a daily rush. CIBC, First Caribbean, you can count on us. We make life easier, manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan, it's easy when you bank online. We make life easier, with choices that suit you. CIBC, First Caribbean.
The union representing supervisors and managers in the sugar industry want talks with government on plans to privatize the sector. Yesterday, the Agriculture Minister Inda Weir reiterated government's intention to turn the Portville factory over to private investors. He also said the state-owned sugar farms would be taken over by the workers. And all this comes as news to Dwight Miller, the president of the Sugar Industry Staff Association, which represents most of the government-employed supervisors and managers at Portville, and the farms operated by the Barbados Agricultural Management Company, BAMC.
We have not been consulted or engaged as a union about this transformation of the BAMC and by extension the sugar industry. And furthermore, all we've heard thus far are the rumblings in the press from the Prime Minister about privatizing the sugar industry. And then the speech from the Honorable Mr. Inda Weir yesterday on brass tacks. And it has left the workers in a very uncomfortable position, wondering what really is their fate.
And he wants talks on the matter.
If it is that we're having consultation, then you will want to have consultations with the union so that we can have a conversation with them about what is going on and not just the bits and pieces that you're hearing in the press, because one cannot plan, workers cannot plan for their future and for their families hearing bits and pieces in the press. They will want to know, because you have persons within the industry who have been here for a long time and are the principal breadwinners of their households, and they would want to know going forward what their fate would be. There have been no consultations with CISA as a union about any proposed privatization of BAMC or the sugar industry.
Dwight Miller, president of the Sugar Industry Staff Association. Meantime, the chairman of Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seeley, who speaks for the private sector farmers, describes the privatization plan as a good one, but warns it's not a done deal just yet and could, in fact, take years for the transition to be completed.
It's not a simple process. This is not a simple process because Barbados has been discussing the sugar industry now for decades, and they have not been able to come up with a solution. Now, what I'm saying is that there is a possible solution, but it's not an easy, simple solution. There are all kinds of omissions. There's a lot of money that has to be spent. We've got to get buy-in from all the stakeholders, including farmers, including private sector investors, including the Barbados Workers Union, including the rum industry. The rum industry have to be involved in this. We've got to have the Barbados Light and Power involved in it. We have to have the government involved in it. We have to have BMC. They've got to be happy. So this has to be a win-win for everybody.
That's Mark Seeley, chairman of Barbados Sugar Industry Limited. A Christchurch man is undergoing toxicology and psychiatric tests to determine the cause of what onlookers feared might be a suicide attempt yesterday. The resident of Scarborough reportedly attempted to jump off a fuel tank at Oystens. Police say they received a report around 2:30 p.m. that a man was on top of the bulk fuel tank. A quick response from the Oystens station, along with health officials and family members, helped to coax the man from the tank. And investigations, of course, continue into his mental state or whether the episode was caused by some ingested substance. This is the Lunchtime Edition.
Lunchtime Edition coming to you with the kind compliments of CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
A child's right advocate wants government to devise a better juvenile justice system. Dr. Marsha Hines-Lane was responding to the news conference yesterday by the Minister of Home Affairs following a probe into the government industrial school.
This is what I mean when I talk about us still needing a system coming out of the press conference, because we still have no way to treat to the allegations of the children and to be able to make sure that those children have access to not only mechanisms that are supposed to be in place to keep them safe, but also clear channels through which their concerns can be voiced, investigated, and dealt with.
Dr. Marsha Hines. University academic Professor Don Marshall is worried about the conditions that could be attached to any new IMF deal. He was speaking this morning during the Small Business Association's fourth State of the Sector conference.
It is necessary to fix and correct and sustain our finances, our public finances. That is necessary. So I have no quarrel with any government that says, based on the options before me, I shall go to the fund to seek to correct for and protect for my public finances. However, I ask after the conditionalities, because austerity tie conditionalities, and the logics that are often brought by even the New Age IMF run contrary to what other countries are doing in their economies and to stimulate small business, which is they're engaging in expenditures, subsidies, and research and development.
Professor Don Marshall, the Barbados Met Office monitoring a tropical wave to the east. Meteorologist Brandon Miller.
The Barbados Meteorological Services continue to closely monitor the progress of a tropical wave located near 44 west, south of 14 degrees north, at 12 noon today, Tuesday, 20th of September, 2022. Over the past 12 hours, satellite imagery continued to show a large area of disorganized convection associated with the system tracking westward at around 10 to 15 knots or 20 to 30 kilometers per hour. The current model guidance is in agreement with a track south of Barbados during the day on Wednesday. Rapid intensification of the system is unlikely as it approaches Barbados and the southern Windward Islands. However, further analysis suggests some slow development as the system moves into the Caribbean Sea by the end of the week.
Our top stories. The Sugar Industry Staff Association calls for talks with government over the announced plans to privatize the sector, complaining they've been left in the dark. As the private sugar farmers through the Barbados Sugar Industries Limited, Mark Seeley, they voiced support for the plan, but warn it's not a done deal and the process could in fact take years. Professor Don Marshall of the UWI is worried about the possible conditions set under government's new IMF deal. A Christchurch man undergoing medical and psychiatric tests after being rescued from what onlookers feared might have been a suicide attempt. And the child rights activist, Dr. Marsha Hines, believes there's still a need for better juvenile facilities. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.